this time of year, you guys are usually pretty banged up and tired. So why is it that those tough practices are needed right now?
Well, I think, you know, we've had a little bit of time to rest. Even last week, we had a few walkthroughs, you know, compared to what we normally do a regular week. So I think it was time to put a good practice in the bank. And that's what we need, man. We just got to get, you know, get the physicality back. So when the game comes, it's not foreign to us.
Is that kind of the way you guys want to do it? Kind of like ramp it up now that you guys had your couple of weeks to kind of rest and everything, like ramp it up, get ready?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, this is the second wave. This is what the whole season boils down to. So we want to be ready. You know, we weren't happy with our performances, and believe you me, I mean, we're working hard to fix it. So that's the best way we can, man, just try to simulate a game and make it hard as we can on ourselves.
Where do you feel like the running game is right now?
I mean, when you go back and watch the film, we're only out there, 18, 19 plays. There was a few times where it was one block away, this and that. So it's not far off. It really just goes down to us executing the way that we have before that you've seen. So it really boils down to us up front. It's not far off.
Doug kind of mentioned maybe the execution wasn't there with the running game. Do you think sort of scaling back to the walkthroughs and getting away from that physicality had something to do with that?
I mean, ultimately, we needed to get our guys rested up. I think we've done that past few weeks. But getting back to it this week, next week, needs to be physical practices. We need to get back into what we do. And the only way you can simulate game speed is by practicing hard and simulating the game. So that's what we did today, and I'm assuming that's what we'll probably do the rest of the week.
How much will you pay attention to potential matchups? What does it
mean? I mean, probably look a little bit at the Saints and the Falcons.
You know, the Panthers by now, I guess.
Those guys do. I didn't get to play a little bit. You know, I'll watch. But I'm looking at the three DNs I could possibly play, Charles Johnson, Beasley, and Cam Jordan. So those three, and Julius Peppers for Carolina. So, I mean, those three guys are really good. So just kind of analyze, you know, this week and see what happens this weekend.
Yeah, I was just asking Brandon. I mean, being able to convert on third down helps the running game get more rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, third downs are huge, and we haven't done too well the past couple games. And that's something that we've done well all year. So it's really about staying on the field, executing. We've seen it before. We just got to go out there and go do it, get Nick in a rhythm. And, you know, it's something where, you know, it all boils down to practice. It's a huge week for us, even though it's a bye week. But, you know, we got to simulate the full speed as best as we can.
What's your confidence, Nick?
I'm very confident. I've seen him do great things before. You know, I think he's a guy, once he gets in the rhythm early, it'll be hard to stop. So, you know, and that's something, you know, we'll get a good game plan fixed. You know, see what works, see what hasn't in the past, and go from there.
Do you think they need to design, you know, coaches need to design things that fit, like, his capabilities more? Or
You know, I think they'll get back. You think you look at the Giants, you know, what worked well that game. I think we'll go back to some of the games that he's performed well in and see, you know, take bits and pieces from that and move forward from that. So I think that's what the coaches will do.
Especially when you go back as far as 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you guys really pushed the pace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just see what, you know, what type of offense, you know, he drives in. Well, you know different quarterbacks are different than others, but you know he's been successful here. I mean, especially at 13 year, so it's really about putting him in the right situation. So, and that's something we're working hard on this week and getting ready for the following week.
It was bitterly cold these past weeks. Do you think that affected the way the offense looked overall?
I mean, we went outside a couple of days. I mean, I don't want to make excuses. I mean, ultimately, it's kind of what we want, a home field advantage, so the guys can come feel what it's like up here. So that's something we got to get accustomed to. And you know, I think there's more cold weather coming, so you know, have to get used to it, get adjusted to it.
But it's different when it's the 20s and 30s compared to what you played.
Yeah, 20s and 30s ain't nothing on, especially that wind chill. But yeah, I mean, you can talk about getting used to it. It's really not getting used to it. It's really just kind of biting the bullet and taking it.
Some of the start to dissuade teams from blitzing. I mean, before you got hurt, blitzing nearly as much as they were early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
When you expect going into the playoffs, teams to test.
Yeah, I think they're going to ramp it up and see how he performs. If he does well with it, they'll back off. But that's kind of what they'll do. They'll kind of test the waters, see what's working. And if it works, they'll keep bringing it until you beat it and take it away whenever you do.
Some of the guys mentioned that they feel like there needs to be a reset with this team right now. Do you feel the same way, or are you guys kind of comfortable doing
what
you do?
Yes, we reset it today. We had pretty much a training camp practice, which is, I think it's good for us. The best way to simulate a game is by you know, practicing hard, and that's what you do in training camp. And you know, we had a few weeks to kind of get our legs back under us, and it was good. You know, I think we'll have more of the same.
Even with some stumbles, though, this team still remains very confident. You guys still feel like the number one overall seed?
Yeah, I mean, really, seeds don't mean nothing right now to us. I mean, it's kind of a do or die. Every week's a do or die. We just got to get back to the fundamentals and practice and put ourselves in the best situation come game time. You know, so we'll be ready.